the problem with writing this podcast was that there is so much information. You could, the Great Count deserves a book. You know, I mean, there's so much in his conquest of Sicily. I mean, it took 30 years, and it's a piecemeal process. I gave a very quick summary of it all. And unfortunately, you know, part of the things you have to miss are these interesting, you can just really introduce them, and then I could have gone along and with the story of Judith and Roger, but unfortunately, you know, there are other things maybe a little more important. And so it ends up being, it's a great love story. Here's how they met. She was, you know, hid in a convent to avoid her father imposing these better suitors on her. She came down, they found each other, they got married. And she was a remarkable woman. You know, they're newlywed, less than a year. Her husband leaves with his men. All of a sudden, everyone around you wants to kill you. She grabs a sword and led the, you know, her few protectors through the streets, fighting off everyone that she met until she got to the castle. I mean, that's, she could have her own Hollywood moment. But unfortunately, that's sort of the last time, because that's part of a bigger story of Roger learning you have to get the loyalty of these people you're conquering. You can't just conquer them and squeeze them, bleed them white. So it fits in there. And then there's no place to tell sort of the rest of the story. It's not quite as romantic. This is a medieval marriage, despite its, you know, I don't know, lovey aspects. It's still a medieval marriage. You know, she dies very young. And
how does she die?
I think she dies with complications resulting from childbirth, but actually I'm not quite sure. She is mentioned by the chroniclers, but, you know, their main attention is with Roger as well. And then the fact that he marries two other women and has so many other children, you know, you look at that. Plus, he had a mistress when he was married to Judith.
Yeah. Oh,
so
really?
It's sort of disingenuous to say, well, this is a great love story,
yeah,
like a modern story, and then he has this mistress. It is a love story in the sense that they married for love. They were genuinely in love, and that's incredibly rare in that age. But not the love story that I want to be part of, you know? It's not something you can really relate to.
Yeah.
But you take a close look at anyone who lived in the Middle Ages, and you'll, you know, there's an alien nature to it. You'll find these things that are repugnant, you know, and these things that are inspirational, but, you know, it was a different time, I guess. It's a lousy excuse, but...